You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You've heard from us for about an hour and a half. Let's hear now from the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine.
Part our guys battled. I was just proud of the guys out there, especially the ones that really had to take on a much larger workload than normal. So I'll open it up. I thought Lenz did some good things, just right off the top, especially in the first half. I thought Thad was good early, then had some issues late. Interception was a tough one. I thought he tried to he predetermined that one and forced it in there. Defensively, some guys were flying around. Meter was his usual self, making a tackle every other play. I saw Campbell was flying around, but this will be good tape to watch, just to see those how some of those individuals handled their business.
What should we make of Bo playing so much in that first
game? Just he needed to play. I mean, that's something that's there's just no, and I say it all the time, no substitute for live game reps. He just had taken so few snaps during training camp. And here we are on the brink of the season. We wanted to make sure that he's as close to game shape as he can be. And that's impossible to do when you're inactive.
There was some speculation on Browns radio network about him being in danger being cut. Is he in danger being cut?
Dwayne, no. He just needed to work. So that's why he was out there. Sure, we had a list of things we wanted to take a look at with Terrell. It was disappointing. There were a couple times where we had some routes called for him. We wanted to get the ball to him, and whether it was protection or the quarterback came off too fast, we didn't get a chance to see him make a play on the ball in the air. But that was just on the list of things we wanted to get done. I wouldn't read too much. It was on the list of things we wanted to get done with him in the game. So we're gonna get together over the next couple of days and hash through it. I don't know if it's ever enough, but especially when he missed that much time, but. We'll see. I think we have a pretty good sense of who he is and where he is right now and in his transformation, for lack of a better word. It'll obviously be an item on the docket to be discussed. All of our wideouts have to block. I mean, that's part of the job description, that if we want to be who we want to be in the run game, that we're going to have to block on the outside. We were just down numbers-wise. Batamosi had played so many reps for us in the preseason, and this was a game where we had him up, but it was just a break glass in case of emergency with Batty. We did not want to play him, so we went ahead and just played all post safety defenses with Lenz back there, and typical Batty. We had another DB injured, and next thing he ran out on the field, so we had to swap him out late, so he didn't take a snap. But no, I mean, Josh is a good athlete, and he got a couple reps in practice at it, and we were confident that he could go out there and do the job.
Was it disappointing at all
not to see target? Yeah, and it wasn't for a lack of effort. We tried. There was just a couple times, whether it's, like I said, protection broke down, or the they were in a coverage to take it away, or there were maybe a few where the quarterback might have come off it too quick. Yes. Yeah. Just the versatility that he is a willing blocker, and he's smart, understands it, and that's just an added. It just gives Tabe some more options as far as I was in New York. We had Tebow as a personal protector. Anytime you have a guy that can run it, that can throw it, that can protect, I just think that it changes the mindset defensively a little bit.
Yeah,
it's That's all to be discussed. It's not just my opinion. So it's something we'll put all the information out there and come to a decision.
You said time to be big for Mabel. Do you have any early impression
of how he's there? No, I mean, I made a couple nice catches. So the one penalty that put us backed up on the kickoff was a little disappointing. He just needed to pull off a little bit earlier. That's, to me, that's a lesson learned. But I saw some good things.
He was on the intended receiver on the interception you talked about. Was it an issue with the route?
No, I think that was – yeah, I just think that was more Thad just predetermining. That was not on the route. Just we wanted to give Crow the night off and give Terrence a lot of carries. I mean, that's. I would. Yeah, I would say Crow has an edge. I mean, that's fair to say. And they also. And I was glad late in the game, and it was very tough on his part to have to go through it. But we wanted to get drawn some work, even with the cast, so that wasn't ideal. But I thought he gutted through it and made some plays for us.
What could you say? Tomorrow's Friday. When do you start your meeting?
We'll start in the morning. Usually how it works is you'll make the bulk of them early, but there are some circumstances involving some of the moves that where there's some other teams involved that you might hold off a move or two until a little bit later.
That's the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. Again, talking Dwayne Bowe, not in any jeopardy. They expect the bulk of the moves. Nothing has been kind of leaked at all. The Buffalo Bills, by the way, are already down to 56. They've been moving swiftly out there.
Easy decisions, I guess.
Yes, some easy decisions for them. It's tougher here for the Cleveland Browns. All right, when we come back, we're going to play a little. What is it, after further review, Dino?
Yes, indeed, after further review tonight.
Yes! We'll do that next. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.